guys, I probably wouldn't chance it. I mean, you know, it's bad enough you got to chance it with, you know, where you got to be working at. But, yeah, I definitely wouldn't chance it.
No. Yeah. And I need to get up there anyway. I've got problems up at a station up there in that area, neck of the woods. I don't know. I need to get up there and look at a problem up there. Maybe I will. I'll see. I'll feel differently about that tomorrow. But you were planning on going maybe, huh?
I was thinking about it, but I'm not going to. Oh, no, I can't. Excuse me. I really don't have the money. I really don't have the money for it. But, other than that, I'm just going to go to Potato Creek tomorrow and the bonfire.
Yeah, no, okay. I might make that.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so the Potato Creek, that starts at what time?
Between 8 and 9 in the morning, we're there. A couple get there earlier, but usually it's like 8 or 9 when the majority of us show up.
Well, that's a bad time to do that because of the Kalamazoo Ham Fest. You might have a pretty thin crowd, maybe.
I don't think so. It'll be the usual ones anyway, so, yeah. I doubt it. I know one's not coming because of different obligations, but I believe the majority is our normal group will be there. So, yeah. No, it's a fun time. I mean, if you just, you know, sit and chat for a little bit or just see what everybody's... you know, what we're running and that, see how we're doing, you know. Miller Jr., he comes out every once in a while and checks on us.
Okay, well, that's pretty neat. Well, good. All right. Well, I'm going to try to make that then.
All righty.
Okay. Well, all right. Thanks for coming back to me. And, yeah, you've answered all my questions. So, very good. Those scan tools, are those pretty expensive, like the one you have? That's, would you consider yours as, like, one of the top-of-the-line units?
I think I paid, like, what? It was, like, $60 or $80, somewhere around there. It's, AutoZone.
Okay. Now, I was looking at kind of an idea, you know, on a ballpark. I know some of them are like, you know, a few thousand dollars, but I think some of those you can actually write codes into the computer, the chips.